Marriage.
Marriage is like Sundays, Sabbaths, rainbows, falling in love, seed time and harvest. There are things that people do or that happen that we don't know that's actually God doing it. It's a promise, a picture of what must still happen, a reminder because it's always happened. Marriage is not a human idea. It's not what humans do. It's what we call preordination. Something that has happened that must keep happening until it happens on a grand scale again. Two people don't know what they're doing when they come together. Like no one married ever knew what they were doing. Because it, marriage, is not what we do. It's what God does or what God is doing. Marriage is one of the foremost reminders that God is and is to be again. He will put together things again, and this time no man will be able to put us under. So just like Sundays, Sabbaths, these must keep happening until the end as a sign or a symbol or a reminder of God. This is why scripture says, whatsoever God has put together, let no man put asunder. And also, that he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Why would you obtain favor from the Lord if favor is not a reward for a favor? So in other words, he that does God a favor gets favor for doing it. Every marriage is by God. For only God brings together to share, to care, to love, to show God unconditionally. Every marriage is therefore doing God a favor. A favor is rewarded by favor. This is why the scripture says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. We need to pray for favor to keep you in a good marriage or to have a godly marriage. For no other institution on earth paints a better picture of God than marriage. Then when a man leaves his home to cleave to his wife, what happens from then on could only be kept together by God, can only be kept together by love. So we pray against anything that separates, anything that destroys union. For this can only be the devil, to block God's memory out from mankind intrinsically. Marriage is a God thing. He that finds a good wife finds a good thing. And just like Sundays, falling in love, Sabbath, multiplication, fruitfulness, light in the dark, these are things that only God is putting together. Men are just doing the following. Just the same way seed goes into the soil and nobody knows how it grows. This is how we don't. God was long in the world through marriages, unions between male and females, before the Jews began to explain the existence of God through Sabbaths, rest, tabernacles, rest, rituals, festivals, scriptures, and anything else. Marriage is a preordination, a prerequisite. There is no way to know the end from the beginning without preordinates. Marriage is one of them. Till the end, people will marry, be given to marriage, in marriage, from every race, culture, religion, until the Lord comes as a sign or a symbol of God till the very end of time. It's because marriage was in the beginning, is now, and is to be at the end as a sign to anyone, to everyone. We are all waiting for a big marriage at the end of the age. So our marriages in time keeps this promise alive, this picture rolling. What God has put together, let no man attempt to put us under. This is what, unfortunately, some people are doing. For the person trying to put marriage asunder is the same trying to put asunder the kingdom of God from coming back. The kingdom of God, however, will grow, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It was God that commanded that light will shine out of darkness. This is why we can have the light of God revealed in our dark hearts. For the Bible says the heart of a man is deep and dark and desperate beyond comprehension. A good marriage is like a day of rest, a day God assigned to return. A broken marriage is a doomsday, means we as humans cannot make it, will not make it. It paints a bad picture. Someone or something is trying to put asunder the handiwork of God. A God preordinated plan. may you obtain favor to do God a favor in your marriage. For God helps to establish his own counsel. You will find help only from the author of marriage himself, for a choice only God polished, for he published it in the first place. Marriage was made for covering of shame and the sharing of blame. They were both naked and did not feel the shame. Marriage is like Sundays, supposed to be a day of rest. The attack against marriage is an attack on the day of the rest for the righteous. May we be strong enough to keep this favor rolling. Amen.